This is KCUR. Kansas City Public Schools were granted provisional accreditation by the state last week, but 2 years without accreditation have highlighted the struggles teachers and students face in the classroom. Two former teachers have started a nonprofit program to help educators and startup founders launch ideas to solve problems local schools face. KCUR's Ben Palisari has more.
The Sprint Accelerator is a sleek, modern communal workspace occupying two floors of an old brick building in Kansas City's Crossroads neighborhood. It has whiteboard walls and tables for entrepreneurs to sketch out their ideas. That's the sound of work getting done at the Accelerator. Actually, it's the sound of discs sliding across the indoor shuffleboard court in the space's game room. Two of the entrepreneurs toiling in the Sprint space are Katie Booty and Carrie Markle, frustrated former public school teachers. Booty says the field can drain young teachers quickly.
It's become a profession where you're so stressed. I mean, teachers are working 70, 80-hour weeks, and the focus is on the student, as it should be, to get the students where they need to be. However, because of that, I think you do see that it becomes unsustainable.
She and Markle founded a nonprofit called the Lean Lab, which helps educators and startup founders build their ideas for solving educational problems in Kansas City schools. Both Booty and Markle did Teach for America in the city, but they say that they felt burdened by some elements of working in public and charter schools. This summer, the Lean Lab gave fellowships to five people with ideas to improve education in Kansas City. In July, the Lean Lab hosted its first Demo Day event for their fellows to show off their ideas.
People come in with nothing more than likely than an early stage idea, and we help them flesh out a prototype.
The Lean Lab helps to get those early stage ideas into the classroom, where fellows can test them on students.
We'll help support them and partner them with mentors that are industry specific and establish those relationships.
The fellows brought the Lean Lab ideas that impact education both inside and outside the classroom. One is an online tool that allows school districts to manage enrollment in English language learning courses. Another is a mobile app that lets teachers correct assignments without paper. And one is a mentorship program aimed at girls of color. Booty says that the breadth of the fellows' ideas shows that there are many areas in education that need improvement. In all, the Lean Lab fellows have worked with more than 2,200 Kansas City students as they've grown their ideas. Michelle Foster, the executive director of UMKC's Urban Education Research Center, says that classrooms are often the testing grounds for ideas. Foster says that many researchers and universities use students as guinea pigs. So do for-profit companies like textbook publishers. But Foster says the benefit of experimenting on students is debatable. Still, the goal of Lean Lab, Booty says, is to try to give teachers the tools they need that school districts and administrators can't give them.
How do we make this profession more sustainable, I think, is the end goal. For me, at least, I can say, like I said, I would very much love to go back to the classroom in some capacity someday, but realizing that we don't necessarily, as a city, have the tools to keep great teachers in the classroom at large for a really long time.
So in addition to incubating young companies and nonprofits, the Lean Lab might be able to bring some disillusioned educators back into the classroom. Ben Palisari, KCUR News.